Welcome, folks, to today's episode of Gary's Double Wash. This here's a wild ride of comedy and chaos, and it's all for your entertainment. This is purely satire. If you think this is your dirty laundry, it's not. If you're easily offended or don't like sudsy shenanigans, maybe it's time to switch on over to the rinse cycle, because this one is gonna get dirty.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Special day,
see. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gary's Double Wash, number one laundromat podcast in the world. In the world, Trey.
In the world. Hey, can I ask a question?
Absolutely. Have you heard of Questions?
Does that theme song sound like an orgy in your head, too? Or is it just me that feels that way?
So, it used to be stuck in my head all the time. I love it. It's a great song. It puts me in a good mood. Sometimes I'll...
So do you intentionally not answer my questions, or did you not hear the question?
Yeah, but then I was just thinking of, like, Washington. We got two bangers. We got two theme songs, and they're both bangers, right? Like, goats of theme songs. Yes, that song is an orgy.
There we go. I want to hear
ears.
It.
An orgy in my
Thank
ears.
You.
It's an Thank you. One. And I'll tell you what, I really want to, I want a banger. I know she's AI.
But I know.
No, that sounds like,
Thank you.
Dude, that's like, I can imagine what her ass looks like.
Dude, there's three of them, and I just want them to AI me.
AI. Would you ever try dating, right? Dating at this age is kind of weird. You know, in our 40s, I kind of am fucking over it. Like, I think through my exes, I now found I know exactly what kind of woman that I want. None. I just want to be left alone. There's nothing better than peace.
I definitely would have to agree with the fact that, you know, it's almost like years of poorly chosen partners has given me like some PTSD. You know, like I'll be in a position where it's like, oh, that shit's cool, and then I'm just like, yeah, I'll fucking just destroy this as quick as I possibly can, please. Like, let's skip the whole dating relationship, right? Let's get the whole lovey, having a great time. Let's just get right to the toxic, I hate your state. So let's just go right from, hey, how are you, to fuck you, you piece of shit. Don't ever look at me again. That's about where I am.
Would you consider yourself like a self-sabotager?
No. You know what I would say? I bet a mode of realization that if I dig you, you're probably loving the fucked up I'm not qualified to handle because my picker's broken. So I just, you know, just jump in and just automatically say, fuck, before we do this, right, I know the outcome. I've done it enough times. Let's just get there now.
Do you believe in, like, I don't want to say, like, love at first sight, but that's exactly kind of what I mean. Like, every time that I've ever had, like, a relationship with somebody or something, there was some kind of immediate attraction. It was like, and I just kind of knew. Do you have that?
I mean, by that theory, I should be dating just about every chick.
I mean, I guess you could just be
There's
like,
an immediate attraction. Like,
oh, I want a banger. We just happened to
be dating. Said a pathway that she make my feet to go the doing, doing, doing. Like, that was, you know, that's the most accurate description I can say.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, eventually, you get a, it's like a broken clock is right twice a day. You're like, man, I'd like
so
to get those riches.
You know, yeah, there's, I mean, shit, where I work, you know, the double wash, it's not attractive. It's not attractive. But it's the eye contact that'll get you. You know, it's like, when you get
so
that one
many,
that you know, and then she's shy about it. Like, she looks away. Like, she's playing you. She isn't really that shy about it. That's psycho. And that's what I'm into.
This is the thing. Is like, these women are such freaks. We get so many naked pictures here at garysdoublewash@gmail.com. And we appreciate them, ladies. But there's something that turns women
Trey
on.
At the double wash at gmail.com.
Yeah, there's something about sending naked pictures to people that women turn on. We get, oh, I used to have a boyfriend, and now I used to send naked pictures. Now I'm going to send them to you guys. Don't share.
Right.
We don't share.
You're welcome.
We love them.
You're welcome to do so. You're welcome from my heart, because I know you're thanking me for looking at these pictures so you don't feel like a disgusting pig. You know, and you're welcome. You're a disgusting pig.
I don't take the OnlyFans links. Do you take those? I don't, like, once you start selling it, you're not attractive to me. If you wanna, you know, you just wanna send it and it's like a discreet thing, then that's cool. But then once it's like publicly traded, it's not as appealing to me.
I mean, potato, potato. We just know I'm not paying, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they sent, we get the
the sneaky links, I like to call them.
Yeah. Are you still doing the, OnlyFans consulting?
Yeah, absolutely. Great. You know, I give the advice and feedback. So I don't get the most views.
Yeah, willing to approve. There was a guy, that we worked with. His name was Deegan. Do you remember Deegan? That's D.
I actually. You know who works in the double wash when I work? You know who works in the double wash when I work when I'm working?
Who?
And it's relatively new. Deegan's girlfriend.
The blonde one?
Yep.
The one that has OnlyFans?
Oh, I don't know.
Is she kind of ugly, kind of pudgy?
I mean, I don't want to put any descriptions out there.
That's, yeah. But
if it's the current, okay.
Yeah, she has an OnlyFans, and Deegan's on it. And I got on there, right? I got on there as a reseller, and I was talking to people as her. I made like $1,500 in one night. And then they got mad because I was selling it like, I was on there talking to guys. I was selling it like a strip club. Like, how much is that video? How much you got? And Deegan was connected to Twitter and Tinder and all that other stuff going through the country. So he would make this girl's picture look like she was in Oklahoma City. And then I would be online. And they'd be like, "Where are you at? I'm right up the street. I'm right, you know, right down the block in East Oklahoma." And I'd be like, "Cause they think she's a real person." And I'll be like, "Oh, I'm just playing with my stuff. Like, how much? Like, send me $10, and I'll give you my information." And then they'd send me $10, and I'd be like, "You know, I would just fuck with them, right? I would get as much money as they could. I made so much money." And then she got mad, and she tried to. She didn't like it, right? So Deegan's like, "Man, you can't do that anymore," like blah, blah, blah. And he tried not to pay me. but I punked his ass out. And I said, "Bitch, you better pay me." And then I got that money. And ever since then, I've been trying to do the same for Delcy, because Delcy also has an OnlyFans. And, you know, I wanted to control it. I can make you some money, Delcy.
Oh, my God. The fact that you're connected with this shit. This doesn't surprise me as much as it probably should.
That was a few years ago. I mean, it's hard. You know, when you care about your kids and you want to make money to support them, you know, you got to find different ways to make money. It's not like I could just abscond.
Back on this groundbreaking fucking topic you brought up for me. So, like, Deegan was in the content? Like
yeah. Home? Oh, yeah, Deegan was. So then Deegan decided not to pay me, so I looked up all Deegan's family members on Facebook.
Oh, no. No. No.
And I sent all Deegan's friends information. And then Deegan's ex-girlfriend, I talked to her. Yeah, I talked to Deegan's ex-girlfriend. And I was like, "You better tell that motherfucker to pay me. She's about to get hot in the six." Because Deegan loves Drake. Fucking faggot. Anyway. Yeah, so. Delcy. Delcy, somebody give this podcast to Delcy. So I can make her some money.
Sounds the same.
What's that? Hello? Hello? Yeah, you're breaking up.
I'm not, though.
All right, now you're back.
Okay.
Now you're breaking up.
Fuck.
Now you're back.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Just stop.
No, serious. That was a thing. All right, well, did you have follow-up questions?
No.
Yeah, look her up.
That just ruined my mood. Bye.
I can probably send you a link.
No, no. Please don't.
Well, you're probably listening to this first thing in the morning with your breakfast. That's we got some feedback. You know, there's polls that go out and show, you know, we see everybody's location. That if you're listening to this right now, I want to let you know Gary's Double Wash has all your information, and we're gonna sell it soon. But first, we need to come up with some content. Since you are listening to this for breakfast, we're gonna talk today about breakfast crimes. All right, let me tell me the worst breakfast food you've ever had in your life.
Good to me. Boiled eggs. I don't know why.
Oh, so bland and boring. Don't eat a deviled an egg and commit a breakfast crime. Go to Wendy's and try Wendy's breakfast. This segment brought to you by Wendy's. Breakfast is delicious at Wendy's.
Can we do that? Breakfast is delicious at Wendy's. I mean, I'm not going to argue that point. They have cool breakfast sandwiches, but
no, Wendy.
Can we do that?
No, Wendy Wet Whistle, the one who cooks you a burger for breakfast and then
drools all the time.
Yeah, what did you think I was talking about?
Never mind. They call her Wendy Wet Burger for a reason.
Wendy Wet
Whistle. I know.
You ever have the Wet Burger? Just a
beer. I mean, not because I ordered it. They all come out wet. Every one of them. She's gonna stop whistling while she cooks.
Hey, how many customers should a lady have before you're not interested in attending her restaurant anymore?
So, I mean, I'm not stupid enough to want to disqualify something that I once wanted to grace, I guess you would call it. So I'm not asking the restaurant, you know, customer count. Like, that's not my business. I don't give a shit. I don't want you to ask how many customers my restaurant served.
What if you were looking to buy?
Now the restaurant, the restaurant is now, hold on. No, as long as that restaurant is now just a one booth restaurant, I don't give a shit how many booths occupied this space before me.
So you don't care how clean the carpets are?
I mean, you know, you should be able to tell. You just squeeze a lemon down there. If they squirm around, you run away.
If you'd like to see a video of Delcy squeezing the lemon down there, let us know how much you pay, and we'll get that message on to Delcy to get her to film.
If you'd
content.
Like us to add Deegan squeezing the lemon with his asshole onto her, let us know. We'll see if we can make that happen too. He knows the girlfriend, and he's got sneaky links in the family, so we might be able to blackmail some shit that happened.
Deegan Dead Tooth? Yeah, Deegan Dead Tooth, the porn star. Who would have known? Fuck.
Living the fucking life.
What a life.
Okay.
We record in New England, and the streets are abuzz. People are concerned about an alleged New England serial killer. Have you heard about the New England serial killer?
I have. It's concerning. You know, it is.
You know, as a public safety announcement, you know, we can't catch the serial killer to stab him or to arrest him because we don't know. But what we can do is we can attack him with the alphabet in a brand new segment called Alphabet Insults. And we're focused on you, serial killer of New England. We're going to insult you with every letter of the alphabet, and you're going to feel like a real dummy afterward.
That's right. And I'll start off with you fucking anal attacking ass muncher.
You bitch biting bagel blowing booty blasting buttery butthole.
You cum guzzling fucking cum guzzler.
You dumb dick diving dumpster. Dummy.
Yeah. You erection bouncing hobo.
You faggot.
You gay faggot.
Dude, that was awesome.
I'm with it.
You huge cock.
You. Wow. Got tough there. You ignorant faggot.
You Jewish.
That's it. You, oh no, I'm not. That's too far, dude. You're setting me up. I know, I see what you're doing now. No, you kike, I had to. You fucking put it there, dude. That ain't fair. I apologize, Charlie.
You. You loud. The loser, dumb loser, fucking loser, loser.
See, you ready? You moo cow, motherfucking fat motherfucking moo cow, moo moo moo, motherfucking cow, moo cow. Okay, good. Something, right?
You said that with some conviction.
I was ready, so excited.
New kid on the block. Because he just started.
You fucking ostrich bumper.
Bet you're feeling pretty bad right now.
Yeah, wait till we get the fucking Z.
I think you were a little hard on the beaver. You did O?
Yes, I did.
Dude, I think they should make this part of the like DUI check. This is hard. It would be way more fun for the cops. The cops would have a blast.
What did you? Okay, now you must insult me with every letter of the alphabet.
Okay, I'm looking for it now, bro. I'm going to get shift days just to get pulled over and do it.
Like, so you were encouraged to drinking and driving. Toss some pee at him. Toss some fucking pee at him.
You got a 100% chance of arresting that motherfucker. If you conduct this test, officer, you we license it out. All right, what are we on?
You're on P.
You pterodactyl tainted testicle tickler.
Please. I like it.
You vagina. You vagina. What's the stuff? What's the name of the fucking flaps? Like, those are gross. The dangle down. I like a nice, clean, tucked, everything nice and good. I don't want anything hanging down. But the V version, make that word a V, and that's you, you fucking pussy curtain. V for pussy curtain. I can't hear you at all. You're breaking up really bad. You're inaudible.
Comes after Q.
What
comes after Q?
R.
Because you went right to fucking V, right?
That's what.
Your alphabet sucks.
Q R. Okay. Are you dumb?
Sure, I am. Wait a minute. We're not playing the right game anymore. Fucking steamrolling cum guzzler.
You too. I feel like deja vu. You tyrannical titty twister.
You umbrella fucker.
Ooh, nice. You vigilante of voodoo.
You fucking walrus humper.
He humped walrus?
He humped a walrus, bro.
You xylophone looking xenophobe.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's an apology.
You fucking yak cocksucker.
Yeah.
That's right, you suck yak cock.
You. And you know what? You're going to be a zucchini catcher because we're going to pound your booty with so many vegetables when you're in prison.
Now I was reading the rules. It said I can steal that and win.
Man, no steals.
You what the fuck? Stop fucking laughing at me, Four Eyes. That bitch is going to get hit before this show's over.
So I think we just need to clear it out and settle some things down, because people probably think, how mad do you think the serial killer is now? But after we just, he's got to be feeling awful.
I think, I think he'll turn himself in. You know what? You know, dude, he should, because you're not even doing it right. You're not doing it right. Like, I've looked at pictures of every crime scene. There isn't one fleck of fucking cereal in any of them. No Captain Crunch. I didn't see a Lucky Charm. No cereal. None. You're just a killer.
Hey, you guys, I'm so sorry. It's me, Mr. Bubbles. When I was prepping your show notes, I misspelled cereal killer.
What do you mean?
So it's S-E... here it says...
But right here it says C-E-R-E-A. So, that's a whole different type of fucking killer, Bubbles.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense. It makes so much more sense. It would be cooler if you killed it with cereal, though.
Yeah, it would be like...
Imagine finding somebody face down in a fucking bowl of Frosted Flakes.
No,
done.
It'd be like, Cheerio, no.
Oh, look, my last... I didn't get nothing for this. Man, I'm dying and feeling Fruit Loop. No, okay, I'm sorry. I'm good. All right, yep. So it's serial killer, which means he killed multiple people rather than just killing them with the breakfast food.
Do you know how how Captain Crunch got its name? Do you know how they got the idea to name the cereal Captain Crunch?
Because the captain took a bite and it crunched. Like, wow, Captain Crunch.
No, Captain Crunch was a famous pirate who used to go around stealing milk from breakfast tables.
You're a fucker.
He did. This pirate would sail the seven seas.
That's it. I remember this, actually. I remember the history now, because him and Captain Kangaroo came and conquered a couple of different islands together. I remember that.
Yeah, so what Captain
Crunch... Fuck are we talking about?
What Captain Crunch would do is he's from a really small island in the middle of the ocean. Right? He's a real ugly motherfucker. He built this ship, and he said, man, I'm sick of this fucking coconut milk. Let me go to the land of milk and honey. Let me go somewhere, right? So this dumb motherfucker gets on his fucking boat, and he starts sailing around. He gets lost, ends up in South America, and fucking discovers milk, right? He found a cow. This cow was so stupid, he would only eat jalapenos. So the cat, he developed a taste for jalapenos. So this Captain Crunch, was drinking spicy
jalapeno milk.
Yeah, jalapeno milk, right? So this cow.
Sorry.
Yeah, leche, jalapeno leche. So the cow, the pirate, stole the milk, stole the cow, but he only had jalapeno milk. He loved it, but it was no good for cereal. So he had to.
Do you know what? Did he make cheese too? Because it was probably Swiss with all the fucking holes in the story.
Well, he did have cheese, but he used that from his female cow.
And he
only fed her strawberries. So the male cow ate jalapenos, produced jalapeno milk that he loved to drink.
And strawberry cheese? That's so fucking gross.
You know.
Yeah, see, the other way around would be good.
That's the story.
Swap their food system.
Okay, so you want strawberry milk from the male cow.
Strawberry milk from the male cow. I mean, if you're drinking something, it's not milk. We all know this. Well, I mean, you pretty much. I got it the whole time. It's a bull, bro. It's not even a cow. That motherfucker's got horns.
He's got some spicy milk.
I'd rather use the bull to make the cheese.
Yeah, so Captain Crunch would.
Well, I don't know why that feels better.
So Captain Crunch would fly around. So that's the first story on our new segment, Two Truths and a Lie. And the second story comes to us from Full Bush, Montana. Have you ever visited Montana?
No, that's in my fair share of Full Bush, bro. I got you.
Well, the people of Montana...
All the same, no matter where it's from.
First thing I got to say about the people of Montana is they're fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, no, seriously. Old Midwest is pretty much just fucking lacking a brain cell.
God damn.
That's the whole fan base. We just alienated right there. Alienated right there. Fuck you guys. We don't need you.
Florida.
We only want smart people.
I feel like a fucking
genius. Fuck the West Coast. Fuck the Midwest. You know, East Coast, you're okay for now, but we're going to fuck you sometime, too.
Listen,
pretty soon, it's just our show.
I feel like I know I'm stupid, but I'm smarter than those motherfuckers. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Deegan.
This level is stupid.
Deegan's as dumb as it gets. I'll tell you that. He's dumb.
And if any of Deegan's parents or family members listening, if you'd like that link, I'll get it for you. It's going to be $20.
You know who else is dumb? Fucking Delvin. Delvin's a dumb motherfucker.
I can't put this one together now. You're just using D's in front of the names, and I can't put this one. I'm trying to figure. Delvin?
Devin. You can call him Devin.
Devin. No, Delvin. Okay. They, you know, I like Devin. The Delvin, Dubin. I can't help it, man.
Dumb, though.
So am I.
All right. So this story comes to us, actually, yeah, from Montana. Beautiful state. We kid about the people of Montana. They're great. We get probably 40% of our naked pictures come from Montana, and that's how we know. That's how we know it's beautiful, right?
And that's how we found a way to mail fan base. Thanks a lot for those fucking assholes.
You got some big dicks coming from Montana. That's why we're joking. You guys must be dumb because those dicks are huge. Keep sending the dick pics.
Right, good. That's because they're so poor. They didn't have toys to play with when they grew up like we did.
Is it Wancho at the Devil Wash? Yeah, send your dick pics to Wancho at the Devil Wash. Or if you know Deegan.
Don't send your fucking dick pic.
Or if you know Deegan, just go ahead and look at his on OnlyFans. Yeah. And tell him he also owns Eugene Washington $900.
He does still owe you $9.
Yeah. Yeah, I want all that money.
Yeah, I mean that's a fucking, you know, you're pretty much a porn producer at that point. You've got to put that on your resume.
Oh, I made so much money off of that. By the way, this is satire. This is satire. Deegan, fuck you. Where's my money?
Yep, Deegan, pay him up.
So,
I get a percentage if I collect?
Right. So imagine this. Imagine you're a 14-year-old boy, and for Christmas, your uncle.
Oh no! Don't you aren't gonna tell this story again, are you?
Your uncle Aaron gives you a Galaxy phone. And you're a growing boy. Aaron, E-R-I-N.
Thanks for specifying which Aaron that was. Not the biblical sense.
Here. So he gives you a Galaxy. This is a true story out of Montana. Gives him a Galaxy phone. Puts him on his family plan, sets up some stuff. Well, one day, this young man decided he wanted to track his growth. He started taking.
Give him a name. Give him a fucking name. You name the uncle, you can't name the kid we're talking about. Call him Jack.
Let me think of an appropriate name. Okay, I got it. You ready?
Chester.
No, I got it.
Chester 30.
You ready for the story?
Dude, you're fucking killing yourself. I'm going to share it.
All right. Now we got a story coming to you out of Iowa. Imagine this.
Wait, it was Full Bash, Montana.
I know, but that's a fake town. So the listeners, I don't want the listeners to know it's fake right away.
Every town's got a Full Bush.
All right, out of now a story out of Des Moines, Iowa. Have you heard of Iowa?
No.
Well, it's a state in the Midwest. They call it a flyover state. Have you ever flown over those states?
I have. It looks like a patchwork quilt when you fly over the Midwest, actually. It's really cool. Like all the different farmland. It's all cut in squares, and it really just kind of different colors, different crops. It's really cool looking.
But it also does make you feel like the world is fake.
Why the... It
feels kind of like you're in a simulation. But anyway.
If somebody is paying and playing a game and they want to be me, I fucking feel bad for what their real life's like. Now, all they want to do is jerk off.
So a 19-year-old man is in custody.
Of course, all they do in this video game is crazy.
A 19-year-old man is in custody.
Oh, he's controlling me again. Sorry, just kidding. Maybe. 19. I'm sorry. I'm with you.
Yeah, 19-year-old man is in custody tonight for receiving child pornography. But the town is mixed about whether or not the young man should be freed. So it turns out this young man named...
Dinky McDinkerson.
No, he can't be fake. I forgot what it was. All right, here it goes. I got it. All right. Now we're getting to turn to a story from Des Moines, Iowa. A 19-year-old man is incarcerated. Now we're turning to a story from Des Moines, Iowa tonight, where a 19-year-old man is in custody for allegedly receiving child pornography. Have you heard about this story, Dre?
I don't know what to say right now.
I think the answer is yes.
No.
Because this is... what take is this?
I mean, I know, believe me, I know I've heard about it, but I don't know if I said I heard about it, maybe we have to do it again.
Well, the 19-year-old man under arrest is named Deegan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Deegan, so apparently Deegan had made claims that his penis hadn't grown since the age of 8. And to prove it, he wanted to take a picture of it every day. Until he turned 21, where he read that men reach their full age of maturity. Well, Deegan had forgotten about this project when he started drinking at the age of 19. And a few weeks ago, he opened it up. And when he opened it up, he opened up all the emails, accidentally forwarded them to his Uncle Aaron, who opened them up. they're both in prison tonight. Some people say, like, do you have the right to take pictures of yourself or document yourself and then look at it? Is that child pornography for pictures of yourself? Can you commit a crime against yourself?
Okay, so listen, hear me out. So the young him never intended for the old him to see it like this. He was planning on having like a daily kind of review. He wasn't like, hey, let's like pervy 19-year-old me and pervy Uncle Aaron. Right, this guy sounds fucking scandalous. Let's let these guys see my young, 14-year-old hairless penis.
Okay, well, his lawyer said that he stated his intention was to document the journey until he turned 21. So he always intended to do it. But the charging statement says that the 19-year-old doesn't have the right to look at the images produced by the 14-year-old.
Agreed. We can't ask that 14-year-old him if he wants that fucking pervy 19-year-old him looking at his dick. I agree.
But he...
Death chamber.
But it's himself.
I don't give a fuck. It's a 14-year-old dick, bro. I don't care whose dick it is. It's 14. Move on. Go to prison. Do your time. You fucking pedo.
You think he'll be next to Jeremy? All right. From Subway?
I hope so.
What was that guy's name?
Jerry from Subway gives him a fucking foot long right to the face.
Jared from Subway.
Jared, whatever. He's a J. All those fucking J's are scandalous. Dude, they get a J first name. I can't say. I get so many friends with J first names to say that. Let's get back on that one. Yes. But you know where I'm going.
So that's a crazy story. Bond was set at $50,000.
What? No, that's not enough. He's a pedo. He looked at a 14-year-old penis. He's going to do it again.
But it's his own.
No, it isn't anymore. It was his own 5 years ago.
Okay.
He lost the right to call it his.
Okay, but can you masturbate to a girlfriend that you had in high school?
No, I'd talk about it.
So, here we go.
I mean, if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a fucking sound, right? It's not about what you did.
So it's about
getting caught doing what you did. Therein lies this quandary. Everything's cool and fair game if you get away with it. It's when you get caught. It's a fucking problem. Now you're a fucking pedo. Deal with it. Right, if you go on the registry, get your pictures every telephone pole.
You know what they do now? They go back. They go back and they'll charge you from crimes from decades and decades ago, right? So that's a great time for us to introduce our next segment. Which is called Prosecutor.
Crimes you never caught me for.
No, welcome, Mr. Prosecutor. And what you're going to do today, Trey Todd, is you're going to be a prosecutor,
and you're going to have to prosecute a caveman dad. So what you're going to do is you're going to think of some crimes, some charges that a caveman dad would create. So in order to do this, we're going to walk you through a day in the life of caveman dad, or you can just go ahead and say your charges that you have. What do you want
to? I think I'll call the charges out as they fucking happen. Let's go.
All right.
Walk me through the day.
All right. So we're waking up. We don't have any clothes on. We got a bush. We got a full fucking erection. And
so far, so good. Like any day at the end of July.
All right. We're not gonna shave. We're not gonna brush our teeth. There's a dead body. Okay. There's a dead body next to us. We don't know if it's human. There's just bone and blood. And there's fucking, you know, and that's what we wake up to. So are we good? Do we need to investigate, or are we good to?
Let's take a look. Is your penis covered in blood?
Yes.
You're fucking guilty.
Of what?
I don't give a fuck. You fucked that dead thing.
That's not. There's blood on everything.
It's right.
There's bones and blood, and I'm just woke up, and I think I was laying on a fucking bone. Hey,
yeah,
I'm
with a heart on. Right. I got you. I put this all together, you fucking dead fucker.
All right, Mr. Prosecutor, I'm a caveman here, so I told you the scene. I got to pee. Can I pee? And then go about my day.
Okay, I've got one crime. Go about your day. I've got crime number one, dead fucking thing fucker.
All right, I'm going to pee. I feel like I'm a little bit hungry, and I'm thirsty. I don't see.
Okay, now stop, because there's number two.
Time out.
Shut the fuck up, caveman, because I got you for number two now.
All right.
You just peed in public.
No, I'm in my cave.
Yeah, it's a public cave. You don't own shit. We haven't invented deeds yet. That's my cave too.
You're overstepping. We don't have a society yet. You're just charging me.
Well, no, but I can charge you now. See, that's how the world works. With our rules now, based on your side then.
I'm trespassing.
You're trespassing, and you just pissed in public.
I'm in a national park.
Oh my god.
It's a future national park, so you gotta.
Did you have a? Is there a fireplace in your cave? Is there a fire pit in your cave?
I don't know. I don't see one. No,
open your fucking eyes. Look behind you. We all know it's there.
I usually just dig a hole and set whatever on fire.
There's number three.
Me just learned fire.
Yep, number four. You can't talk in caveman talk in the fucking park.
Me just
read the rules before you come in here.
Me no read.
Keep going. Let's go about your day. Let's go about your day. Don't fire you. You're getting life in prison. Let's keep going. See if we get that done.
I haven't even pissed yet. I'm already charged. I didn't leave my cave.
Right.
How many charges do I got so far?
You got four. We're racking them off.
Right. So am I just detained? If the cops were here, I know they're not here yet. We're just prosecuting my past crimes. If the cops were here, would I be detained or would I be free to?
No, you would be detained. You've been detained. Fucking dead swap. By the grace of God, you made it this far. Let's keep going.
For the bones and stuff. But the bones... They might have been here. I'm pretty hungry. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and pee right here. All right, I'm peeing. I really got shit. But I think I need some water. So I'm gonna walk out here. There's no rock. I don't have any clothes.
Yep, busted. Indecent exposure.
Yeah, so I'm just
going to... Indecent exposure. There's another one. Keep going.
All right. Well, there's a bird there. So I'm going to throw a rock at it.
No. Okay. There's another one. No molesting the wildlife.
I hit it with a rock and I'm going to bite its head off.
Okay. No. That's a crime. I'm not even sure what the head biting crime is. But I know there is one about that. We're going to look that up while you keep going.
Fucking pigeon. You ever eat a pigeon? Some places it's a crime to frighten a pigeon, but that wasn't.
Yeah, like right here in this park.
That wasn't very
pigeon eating.
Yeah, that was no good. There's my daughter.
That's okay. Actually, that's okay.
Well, just because she's a little rambunctious when I hit.
So actually, the charges here are it's school time.
She's not right now. I'm going to throw her in the river.
No, there's no swimming in that river.
That was,
well, I guess that erases three crimes. Let's move on.
Yeah. So, I've been on for about 8 minutes, and we need to pause the segment on the and we'll continue it on the next episode of Caveman Prosecutor.
Don't you fucking move, Caveman.
What'd you think about that? That wasn't a bad bit, huh?
I'm still pissed. I got a couple more things to not that Caveman about, man.
Oh, do you wanna pick it up? It's 11, bro.
No.
Do you gotta go to sleep?
No. I mean, I got a couple minutes to wrap this shit up with something good. Play a game. Let's play a... Let's see who can say the most racist thing. You go first.
I just want to say, first...
You got, all, I'm ready for this, too. I'm going big. So you better freaking smash it down, because I've got it. You're going to be like, what?
I just want to say I got the most out of grade school from my white teachers.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
Yeah.
I just want to say I respect all races and you're a piece of shit. All right, you won that one. Good job. You're fucking good at this. Wow. I didn't see that coming.
You're supposed to shit it up. Just we recorded a whole episode and we forgot to record it. So basically we were just sitting here making horrible racist jokes to each other for an hour. But
I don't remember any of that.
We got some great episodes, you fucking moo cow moo. You fat fucking fucking moo. No, dude, you made it so much better. I appreciated it.
So just so you know, since we let you in on the end and now you're in like the after scenes with it. That was actually his bit. I was actually so happy when he started it around backwards because I knew I was going to be stuck with the M and he did that and I couldn't wait to do it again because he thought it was lost in time.
No, you
and it was
up.
Too good to not use.
I wanted my I wish I was L. I wanted the I wish I was L joke.
You were L.
Yeah, but...
You were L. Right. You said loser.
So Eminem would like sometimes leave stuff out, right? Because like the unsaid, the void is funnier, right? The like what I would have said to you, you fucking worthless cunt, is way more damaging than just being saying something. You know what I mean?
So I mean that could go both ways there. You think that what you didn't say made it better, but nobody knows what you didn't say, so by that default meaning you actually made it worse. So just fucking say it, bro. Just say it. We're in a world of saying.
So it's like this. Have you ever collected sports cards?
Yes.
They're worth the most before you open them.
Right.
Right? So it's the same, right? It's the anticipation of like, oh my God, oh my God. You know what I mean? It's like
I get it. I guess
it's like working for the jalapeno milk. You have to think about what you're doing.
It is fucking gross. I don't know why I had to go back to that. Now I'm gonna try, you know, it's gonna be hard to masturbate too when I listen to it later, but I'll be able to do it.
So which of those two stories do you think are fake?
Both of them are bullshit.
Are you willing to?
You want to?
Are you willing to flip on it, ladies and gentlemen? This is a flip the coin event. If you're willing to flip on it, the coin.
No, I don't want to flip on it because they were both bullshit answers. Both of those stories were bullshit. Both of them. Why would I want to flip a coin to see if I'm right when I know I'm right?
All right, then let me tell you about this one. Have you ever heard of Key West, Florida?
Man, you bring up all these exotic places.
Come on, man. What happened to the guy eating the pigeon? Oh, come on, Bubbles. We can't do that. Man, you guys already told me you got to cancel my bit for now for the Bubbles bitches. I mean, it was fun. I was excited about that bit. And, like, I thought when Tasty...
That was actually my favorite bit. I don't know why we canceled it.
But Snappy, well, it's not canceled, but we're just trying some other things, some more like audio related. We're just not getting the traffic. There's only one fucking person that goes to our website, and she goes often. And that, of course, is my mom. Hi, mom. Yeah, we appreciate you. Fucking. All right. So we've covered the New England.
Just throw it out there.
What's that?
Nothing.
We've covered the New England serial killer. We've covered the caveman dad.
He jumps on you. He starts fucking knocking Lucky Charms right off your forehead and shit. Like hard ones, though. Ones he let sit out for like 3 or 4 days. So like they hurt. You know what I mean? And to finish you off, he fucking takes a multiple Captain Crunch, puts it in, and then fucking takes a lighter, not a lighter, sorry, a flashlight, like a big mag light, and crams it down your fucking throat. Imagine that. Like, that's a crime to talk about. Serial killer. Pretty graphic.
That is graphic. We
try to. That's what I thought was going on.
PG, but
we try. We try so hard for that.
We do try, unless we're insulting serial killers.
Okay. You know, I'm so PG that I don't want to talk about the fact that I'm going to masturbate to the crying picture of Britney Spears again tonight. Well, I don't want to talk about that. So PG.
Well, we need to end stuff with the children's.
Here we go. Kids, I would take your kids out of there. If you were stupid enough, okay, hold on, disclaimer. Whoa. If you were moronic enough to be a worthless piece of shit parent and let your kid listen to the show up until now, at least have a shred of human decency before he tells his fucking kid story get those motherfuckers out of the room into some bomb shelter someplace.
So what we're doing in this show is we're writing a kid story. You have to know that's season three. That's the concept. So I want to tell you the children's story we came up with based on the content from the show. Here we go.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right, kids, here we are. We're going to release this on Amazon. Kids, here's the story. Gather around the tale of Captain Crunch and the jalapeno milk heist. Captain Crunch wasn't your average pirate. He didn't care about gold or jewels. His treasure was breakfast tables. Armed with a spoon-shaped sword and a ship called the Milky Way, he sailed the high seas, raiding kitchens and stealing milk from unsuspecting cereal lovers. One fateful morning, Captain Crunch set his sights on the legendary Breakfast Island, rumored to have the richest milk stash in the world. But Crunch had a secret weapon, his trusty cow, Senor Moo. You Moo cow. Senor Moo wasn't just any cow. He produced jalapeno milk, a spicy concoction that could even make the blandest cereal explode with flavor. What do you think about the good stories? Well, as Crunch
is... I think even the slowest kids are going to realize that you're talking about jerking off a cow, or a horse, or a bull. What the fuck?
Okay, well, listen, as Crunch and his crew approached the Breakfast Island, they encountered resistance from the island's defenders, the Toast Knights.
Oh, they killed the fuckers.
Oh, they were armed with butter shields and jam swords. The knights fought vigilantly to protect their milk. But Crunch, he had a plan. Release Senor Moo, he bellowed.
Yeah, poke your fucking finger through the jelly shield and kill that bitch.
I trotted onto the battlefield, mooing with fiery intensity. One sip of the jalapeno milk, and the Toast Knights were too busy fanning their tongues to fight back. He blasted them with his jalapeno
milk. Wait, no, fucking stop this story. So this bull just trots onto the field and they all blow him?
He blasts them.
Hey, kids, I hope you're fucking...
with his jalapeno milk. Crunch and his crew
swept through the island. So he money shot these motherfuckers.
No, Crunch and his crew swept through the island, filling the barrels with milk and leaving behind a trail of spicy chaos. Oh, but
this is fucking disgusting.
Well, Crunch wasn't heartless. Before sailing away, he left a note. He said, "Dear Breakfast Island, thanks for the milk. Try jalapeno. It's utterly amazing. Love, Captain Crunch." And so,
utterly didn't even work. The pun doesn't work.
Captain Crunch sailed off into the sunrise, ready for his next breakfast adventure.
You're the fucker.
Hey, man. Thank you so much, everybody, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I got a fucking kid story. I got a kid story. Anyway, done. That was yours. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a motherfucker who liked to kill people. And he killed about 7 or 8 people in New England. He didn't use any cereal, even though it would have been the coolest tool to use, right? He was really sad inside and dark because he couldn't kill more people. So he waited while people like us joked about it on a podcast. And then one day this podcast did a swearthon where they did insults with every letter of the alphabet. And it made him rage. So he went out and he found you, little kid, the one listening right now. And the things he did to you, I'm not even going to tell you because you're going to find out as soon as this episode's over.
All right, moms.
How's that for a fucking kid story?
All right, moms. If you think Eugene Washington had the best kid story, send us a picture of your left tit. Moms, if you think that Trey Todd had the best story for your kids, send a picture of your right tit to Gary's Double.
If you think both of them sucked, give us a full body shot.
Send a picture of your dick to Wancho.
What the fuck?
What show is this?
No, it's not. It's going to Wancho. The dicks at the Double Wash. What else are we doing? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Double Wash production. Welcome back. Season 3.
We told you it was going to get real.
We're writing kids' stories, ladies and gentlemen. That's the episode.